Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Just want to say it up front. We've been, tricked, marketing ploy. Maybe you've heard me say this before, but as a parent and educator, this is important to start understanding and thinking through. My name is Dr. Fred Ray Librand, and you might want to listen to me because I've survived one being a teen myself, so I'm a veteran alum of being a teenager. And I've got five kids who have survived it as well, and they've done pretty well. The trick is, really, there's no such thing. It's made up. Go back and look the history of the word up. It's not a thing. It's just made up around 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. It's a category, and it's largely a marketing thing to hit a target group. What we've known biblically and historically, it's more like young adults. You know, when does a boy become a man, a woman, a girl become a woman? And they've had this bar mitzvah thing, let's say, in the Jewish tradition, at, you know, around age 13. So there's something going on there. In fact, historically, a lot of people have gotten married at or near that age. Not suggesting that now, but I'm just saying historically it's been there. So what's going on is you got this young man dynamic. David at 16 was killing Goliath. You can think about it that way. And then as you move older, obviously you're getting more clearly into manhood and womanhood, especially in a day when they might not live on average to 35, 40, or countries like that now. Some third world countries have those kind of challenges with disease and poverty, etc. So this is a relative thing. And the reason I bring it up is because I believe it's important to transition our kids towards adulthood, manhood, womanhood. And in doing that, we probably want to skip the, you have to be a teenager, you have to be grumpy, you have to be wig out, you have to be immature, you have to be all hormone, blah, 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 blah. This is all the stuff we hear. And it was not our experience. Our experience was that when we started treating the kids as young adults, they grew into that role. And part of what we did is we gave them more privileges. So sleeping times were different, especially as you got to be 13, 14 and up. I, behind the scenes, I don't know if Jody knows this, but I would tell the kids when they got older, I don't know about hormones and adults and all the rest, moving towards adulthood, they don't sleep as well. And we were able to just allow them to, you know, if you want to go to bed later, go to bed later. But you're going to be getting up at the same time. We did do that. And they learned to adjust their sleep, make it happen. But we want them in their room at least, still modeled to the younger kids, etc. But we kind of, you know, had a dad-child agreement about that. All I'm getting at is whatever it is, it could be different bedtimes. It could be different privileges about what they can do or not do. Who they can go out, you know, and hang out with, etc. Those things are transitioning these kids toward adulthood. What you don't want to do is treat a 15-year-old like a 9-year-old. It's pretty devastating. What you want to do is start helping them think about themselves as young women, as young men, and talk about it from there on. And I'd say, yeah, 12, 13 onward, 16 is another strategic moment, 18, another one, marriage is another one. Sometimes, you know, we've actually had ceremonial kind of moments for some of this just to tag it down with our kids. But mostly, we refused to think of it as teen. In fact, we didn't even say it much. We would just talk about them being young adults. I would challenge you to try to think about that and see how it might fit with your own home and decisions and interactions. Anyway, we're trying to raise happy adults, not happy kids. That's the priority.